Welcome back to Sunday Sports Roundup here on Alive 90.5 FM, your sound, your community. And over the last few weeks, we've been touching on, you know, getting back to some sort of normality in the sporting world here in Sydney. And one sector of the sports world that's been touched very heavily has been the world of indoor sports. Of course, with greater restrictions on people being indoors, making it harder for indoor sports. But some great news on that front. Indoor sports are coming back very shortly, and we've got a very special guest to discuss that. He is the king of Hills Indoor Sports. It's great to have him back on the show. I know it's been a really hard time for him and all of the crew down at Hills Indoor Sports. Mr. Danny Bousas, welcome back to Alive 90.5 FM.
Oh, man, what an introduction. I think we had this similar introduction last year when we had this, and I couldn't really stick up to it. But no, it's awesome to be back, and yeah, appreciate you having me on the show today.
Oh, as always, always welcome. But, mate, let's talk about Hills Indoor Sports has got the green light to reopen. Give us the date, firstly.
Yep, get your notepads out. October 25th. Monday, October 25th is day one.
Fantastic. So what's going to be kicking off? Because obviously, you know, all the competitions were pretty much cut short. So have you got new competitions starting off this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So we made the executive decision that we were going to restart all competitions from round one, being as it's been, by the time we do reopen, it'll be a 17-week break. So everything reverts back to week one. But the competitions are filling fast. I can tell you cricket's now completely full. 60 teams across Wednesday and Thursday night have already re-registered. And netball's not too far behind it. So for those listening, if you are interested, we are filling up reasonably quickly at the moment.
Of course, we'll give those details shortly. But tell us a few of the other sports you've got going on up there, Danny.
Yeah, so obviously our traditional netball, cricket and soccer competitions will return. We run those 6 nights a week, as well as obviously our court hire, Sydney's premier indoor batting centre, I should say, with now the 4 batting machines. I know, Dave, you used them in the past. And on top of that, we've recently opened our cricket performance centre. So this opened in February with 4 lanes upstairs for batting and bowling, and actual one-on-one training. So, yeah, I guess you could say we're a bit of a training facility these days with 8 lanes available now to the public.
And I dare say they're going to be very popular once you open. I know I will be making a booking. A few of the boys will be coming down because it's just been very hard to get out and about there. So it's great to see so much interest so early. But obviously we've had the regular competitions that were cut short, Danny, but also the rep seasons. We're also cut short, of course. We've got the netball. We've got, well, I still can't laugh. I can't help but laugh every time I say it. The Hills Wizards, because of who, I know who that's named after. The Hills Tigers. And sorry, the name of the other netball side is the Hills...
Magic.
Magic, sorry. My apologies there. So their seasons were all cut short, Danny, of course, but they're going to have to wait till 2022, I imagine.
No, so Hills Tigers, the cricket season traditionally for representative indoor runs in the winter months. So we did lose that season. We shut down a couple of weeks before the end of it. But in great news, obviously, the netball season runs over the summer months. So return to Super League and representative netball is now listed for November 13th. So we are raring to go. So both our clubs are raring to go. And we look forward to getting back on court in the representative season.
Well, that's even better news, mate. You've got to be pretty happy with that. And of course, keep us updated and we'll be happy to share how they're travelling throughout the year. But, mate, obviously, indoor cricket centres or indoor sports centres don't run themselves. Tell us a little bit about the impact, not just on you, but on the people you employ and your suppliers and everyone associated with the centre.
Yeah, so obviously it's been a tough time. I mean, we employ with referees and party hosts and whatnot upwards of 25 people. So for a lot of those guys, it's not their first job. It's a second job for them. But we do have a lot of people who this is their main income. Myself, obviously, my manager, Heidi, she's full-time. And I've got a couple others that are uni students that rely heavily on the sports center. It's a job that most people actually want to get into. I know a lot of people want to work with sport, and I mean, I've been doing it since I was 12, and I know what an impact indoor sports has on the local community and how important it is. And these times haven't been easy. You know, when we closed down, we were told it would be a two-week lockdown. And here we are 15 weeks after that, waiting now to reopen our doors. So the help has been good. And obviously, we appreciate all the government support, you know, the JobSaver. And we were able to push a lot of our staff over to the COVID disaster payments, which definitely helped. And yeah, I'd say that most of our staff have, you know, they've done well to keep themselves busy during this time. And I'm happy to report that other than one person who's moved on to a new role, we will be re-employing everybody who was still employed at the end of the lockdown, at the start of the lockdown, I should say.
Well, if that isn't some light at the end of the tunnel, I don't know what is. That's a wonderful outcome in terms of the staff coming back. But obviously the pressure's on yourself and ensure having 25 staff under you and having the concerns obviously about their well-being, but also yours and your livelihood. How has that been for you?
Look, we're blessed to have quite a good relationship with our landlord. And for those who haven't been to the centre before, we are a building with four separate businesses in the one facility. And you could easily say that we are the anchor tenant of that building. So in terms of that, we have a good relationship with our landlord. And after many years of being on time with our rents and working closely, they were very supportive of us. And they've allowed us to close during this period without any sort of financial impact, which I know a lot of businesses haven't been lucky enough to have those kind of relationships. So for us, this closure, although it has been difficult, and obviously we still have bills and those kind of things, our landlord has assisted in relieving some of that pressure, which has been a major help for us and obviously allows us to sleep better at night.
A huge relief, and I'm sure that everyone that walks through your door over the next few weeks is going to be very thankful for that. But you touched on a great point, two great points actually, the sense of community that the Indoor Sports Centre brings, and obviously the tough times during COVID. Now, a little bit older than you, and I grew up like yourself, mate. When I was young, I grew up around the Castle Hill Indoor Sports Centre, the original and then the secondary one, and of course they've sad news that they have not survived. So it's really integral that you guys do survive, because you know, such a focal point for indoor sports for the whole hills and Parramatta surrounding area.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think it's probably important to note that the industry has been absolutely decimated in the last 2 years since the original lockdown in March last year. I mean, to name a few, we've lost Richmond, Wollongong, Castle Hill, and all people that I know. And, you know, my heart goes out to them in terms of losing their businesses with situations that were mostly out of their control. You know, COVID was definitely out of everybody's control, and the reactions by landlords, et cetera, was also out of a lot of people's control. So I do sympathize with them. But the important thing is to remember that it's only us and St. Mary's now that are left as forecourt centers, I think, in the whole of Sydney.
It's just remarkable.
It's remarkable to think that 10 years ago, we had probably another 15 centres with Ku-ring-gai and, you know, I think at one point they were at Pennant Hills as well. There was, you know, and obviously we had the sad news with Liverpool burning down in
February. Of course.
The building didn't burn down. There was a fire in the warehouse that affected the stability of the building. So the industry's taken an absolute shellacking. But the good news is obviously myself and Keith, who is a former owner and now manager of St. Mary's. He sold it. Good news is that we have a good working relationship, and we're working together to bring not only representative but community sport back to the people. And that's important, because if centres like ours, who are obviously the two largest in Sydney, don't work together, then there's no hope for the industry. No. So I'm happy to report that we are working together to make it work. And, yeah, we're going to come back stronger.
Great to hear. Danny had some wonderful battles with St. Mary's over the years in Super League and ICF. It was wonderful, but some wonderful news on the front. It's great that doors are going to be reopened. There's going to be an absolute Fosse sale coming through the door, I dare say, when you open up, because a lot of people have been looking forward to it, yours truly included. Congratulations on seeing it through, mate, and to all the staff, well done. Guys, we totally understand the impact it's had on you guys. Thanks for giving us your time, Danny. And of course, You're welcome here anytime, mate. Love to hear how the girls are going in netball throughout the summer. Of course, we'll support them. And of course, the Hills Tigers in the indoor cricket in 2022. So Danny Boosters for Hills Indoor Sports Centre, thank you for your time. And of course, where can people find out if they want to join a competition?
Yes. So give us a follow on Facebook, Hills Indoor Sports Plus Batting Centre, or head straight to our website, hillsindoorsports.com, for all the latest information.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Yet again, Danny Boosters from Hills Indoor Sports. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Dave. Speak soon.
We'll be back after this break here on Alive 90.5. Your sound, your community. Plenty to come here on Sunday Sports Roundup. Don't go anywhere.